It's AM 1560 WGOB 96.1 FM. All right, 9 o'clock AM. Let me see. It's 9:04 AM. Changing your story, Mr. Caitlin Carr. And speaking of stories, well, we have neighborhood news on the line. Mr. Sam, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're good. Thank you so much for asking. Thank you so much for calling in to let us know what's trending in our city. Dennis, is this a new friend of ours in neighborhood news?
I think so.
Okay. Well, welcome to the morning mix, Mr. Sam.
Oh, glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Yes. Thank you so much. All right. Dennis?
So, Brother Sam, I know you have some information that you want us to know about on this morning. You guys have been doing some reporting on different issues and various things that are happening throughout the community. And one of the things that you guys have been writing about or have been focused on is the relationship between the police and NPS. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's right. And so first off, I just kind of want to contextualize this with saying, like, this is part of a kind of a national conversation, a national movement. Milwaukee isn't the only one kind of, like, reevaluating the role of police in schools. So, like, Minneapolis is doing the same, Chicago, across the country, right? But, a couple weeks ago, so June 18th, the MPS school board voted unanimously to end contracts, most of their contracts with the police. So contracts that have officers who are stationed kind of at the beginning and end of school days to provide security, officers that provide security at large events, officers that do, like, drug and alcohol education programming, violence and crime prevention education programming, things like that. They voted to end those contracts and seek other means of providing that security, providing that education. But one thing that I've kind of seen other, NNS is the super special, but one thing I did see other outlets kind of get wrong on this story was saying, like, MPS ended all contracts with police. And that's not true. There's one contract that MPS still does have with the police, and it's on a truancy prevention program, essentially, like, they contract with police to patrol looking for students who are kind of out on the streets and truant during the school day, right? And the reason the school board wants to end this contract, they've stated so, but unfortunately for them, there's a state law that specifically says that school districts at the size of MPS have to contract with law enforcement on a program for truancy prevention. So they're kind of trying to figure out a way of getting out of that, but state law is, like, pretty clear that this is what they have to do. So, but the MPS board is confident that they can still end this contract, so we'll kind of see on that. That's kind of the story I've been following, is this MPS reevaluating its contracts with police.
So, again, there were $478,000 in contracts that MPS had in partnership with the police department. Can you talk about what the nature of those previous contracts look like? And again, in most instances, I don't even think taxpayers or parents even know that this type of money was being spent in this fashion.
Sure.
So can you explain just what the face of those programs look like that were in partnership with the Milwaukee Police Department?
Absolutely, yeah. So, and $478,000, I mean, that's a lot of money. But you do have to think about it in terms of, like, this budget is $1.4 billion, right? So this is just a lot of money flowing around with MPS to begin with. But, yeah, so for this, the contracts that add up to this $478,000, they said these are contracts to for police to provide kind of a presence. It was never the intention for police to be just in schools all the time, but they do contract with police to kind of, like, be on particular schools' campuses at the beginning and end of the school day when there's just, like, a lot of people around, just to provide a kind of a security presence. So that's one thing they were contracted to do. Another thing they were contracted to do is provide security at large events that aren't school related. So like sporting events, church services that are held at schools, like any kind of like larger communal events that are held at schools, often police would contract with the police to, or sorry, NPS would contract with the police to provide security at those events. And then they would also bring in police officers to do kind of like show face and do their kind of like community engagement work with students. And a lot of times this fell under like education around drugs and alcohol, education around the law and like how to follow it, education around violence and crime prevention, things like that. So that's all, like this $478,000, that is all, is a few contracts that kind of like cover all of those pieces. And I didn't mention earlier, so they cut 400, those contracts that add up to $478,000, but this state mandated contract also costs another $400,000. And what's interesting about this, that $400,000 contract that's still on the books as of right now, is that it's the state of Wisconsin mandates that MPS have it, but they don't fund it at all. So MPS is told you have to have this contract and you have to do this and that with it, mm-hmm. But you we're not going to pay for it. You have to find the money for yourself. And then, so that's another grievance that MPS has with the state, and just saying like, well, why are you telling us to do something and then not paying us to do it, right? But to answer your question, yes, that $478,000 kind of wrapped up in a bunch of like providing security either at the end of the school day or at large events at schools, as well as community outreach. So essentially is what that those contracts boil down to.
So yeah. So in total, it was in excess of $800,000 that NPS was currently spending in relationship with the Milwaukee Police Department. $478,000 is now being removed from that budget, but there's still another $400,000 that's not being covered by the state, but that's mandated by the state. Can you explain a little bit, when we say a mandate by the state, what does that look like? What is the language that the state uses to mandate that NPS has this relationship where we still invest these type of dollars or partner these dollars with the police department?
Sure. So the law, so this goes back to a law that was written in the 90s, where after the successful truancy prevention program. And it says, let me pull it up. It says the board, referring to the MPS board, quote, shall pay the city a sum sufficient to pay the costs of salaries and fringe benefits of four law enforcement officers to work on truancy abatement on a full-time basis. So, like, that's literally what the law says, right? So that's pretty clear, like, MPS has to do this, right? And so when I say mandate, it's saying, like, the legally, MPS has to, the way I read the law and the way the law sounds as I just read it, sounds like the state is saying, MPS, you have to do this. It's mandated that you do this. There's no choice not to not do this, right? But what the board will say, or a lot of the board members that I've talked to will say, is that, you know, yes, it's a mandate, but it's an unfunded mandate, and it's kind of unfair in that way, because the state is saying, MPS, you have to do this. You have to carry out this expensive program, but you also have to dip into your own funds to do it. Right. So I guess when I say mandate, essentially that you can equate that as MPS has to do this. It's forced. They're forced to do it. They're legally obligated to do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. So as we're talking about this aspect of defunding the police, because that's actually what it is. You know, an aspect of defunding police and relationships with police. What is as those dollars are transitioned, what does the face of that look like? How do they reinvest those dollars that they are pulling back from the relationship with the police department?
Sure, and that is an excellent question. To my knowledge, the board has not publicly said, you know, we will take this money and do this with it, right? They are, that being said, they're looking for the last, well, years, really, but especially the last couple of months, they've looked for ways to save money, right? Especially with, you know, COVID-19 running around, kind of like slowing down or even at times shutting down the economy. MPS is kind of looking at this like, okay, we're probably going to get less money from the state. And so we're going to have to make cuts somewhere. And so whether this money is directly reinvested, whether this money is just kind of cut and it's not going to come back for a while because the budget's going to be lower, I can't really tell you right now. And I don't think anyone really, well, I'll say I can't really say one way or another what this money will be spent on. I know the board members have been excited about prospects investing money in teachers to teach African American studies or ethnic studies, I think is what they specifically say, in high schools and a couple middle schools. So it's possible that they put this money into that. But again, I can't really say for sure what exactly they will do with the money, if anything at all.
So were these cuts that have been that are part of defunding the police department in that relationship, are these mm-hmm. things that were already on the horizon, or is it in the midst of the protesting and all of the things that we're seeing with police across the nation that has accelerated them moving forward with severing this relationship?
Yeah, great question. And that's something that I know a couple board members that I talked to have said, you know, this is something that we've been trying to do, but now there's a whole, like, they're getting letters from people that they, you know, letters, emails, some kind of reaching out from people that they've never heard of saying, like, we want you to do this, right? And so they're saying, a couple board members saying, yeah, I've wanted to do this for a while, or something like this, but there hasn't been, you know, I didn't want to act. Now my constituents are saying kind of en masse, like, I want you to do this. And so now they're kind of like seizing the moment to do this.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I haven't talked to every single school board member about this issue specifically and what their personal motivations are. So I won't say that, you know, all school members have always wanted to do this, and now they're just doing it because, you know, the moment's right, for lack of a better term. But I know a couple board members that I've talked to have expressed that, you know, yes, this is something that's kind of been in the back of my mind, but now the time seems to be right. Like, people are kind of actively asking for this. Yeah, that's what I could say. It's not really a clear answer, and I haven't really I haven't talked to every single board member about this issue, but or like about their personal motivations for this decision. But the ones I have talked to, yes, it's something that's been in the back of their mind and something that they want to do. And again, the board has been looking for places to cut and places to save money that aren't, you know, in the classroom and aren't you know, teacher salaries and things like that. And so when something like this comes up, they're going to take a hard look at it because they're already looking at ways to, you know, save money and reinvest in classrooms and kids and things like that.
All right, Sam. So for people that want to check out the story in its entirety, give us your website and your Facebook information, please.
Absolutely. So you can find our website. You can find the story at Milwaukee NNS. That's N as in Nancy, I guess. So at MilwaukeeNNS.org. And then you can find us on Facebook by just searching Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. And I do, if you like the kind of reporting we're doing, if you're listening to me right now and saying like, oh, that sounds interesting, I want to kind of get more of these types of stories, that kind of reporting, I would highly suggest, you know, liking us and following us on, you know, not just Facebook, but any kind of social media platform. That's Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. And we're at MilwaukeeNNS.org.
Wonderful.
All right. So, Mr. Sam, I just want you to deliver one message for me, okay? First of all, I appreciate you calling in and giving us such a great update on the things that you guys are covering in the community.
Absolutely, yeah. My pleasure.
And you guys do a great and phenomenal job. We're so proud of this partnership that we have with Neighborhood News. But there's one message that I would like for you to deliver, and that is to Ron Shine.
Ron Shine!
Okay.
You tell Ron Shine he can run, but he can't hide. Just tell him.
Oh,
that.
Is there something I don't want to? Hey. I know we're live and everything. But is there something Is there something I should know? Hey. I don't want to get myself into something I shouldn't be in.
Nah, you just leave it at just report that message. You guys are journalists, okay. So you can investigate the
that's
back,
right.
You can investigate the backstory later.
Hey, that's a good that's a good threat, Sam. Just take it like okay. That. That's a good threat, all right?
So Ron Shine, Dennis says that you can't. Is this from Dennis or Dennis and Soraya?
This is from Dennis.
That's from Dennis. I have nothing to do with
okay,
that.
All right. I won't bring you into it. I won't bring you into it.
Thank you so much for calling, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. God bless. Thank you so much. All right, y'all. Keep it locked in. 1560 WGOB 96.1 FM. Just about 10 minutes away. We're going to announce the winners for the 4th annual WGOB scholarship. That's him online on Facebook Live. Hey, Ron Shine. Yeah, I'll be right back right after this. This is AM 1560, WGOB 96.1 FM.
Alexa, what radio show do you listen to in the morning?
The WGLB Morning Mix with Sister Saraya and Brother Dennis Walton on WGLB AM 1560 and 96.1 FM.